Tell you what, I'm glad missionaries are willing to go across the seas and the borders, but I'm glad some people are willing to come down the street and pick me up. Amen. I was just thinking about that. They was willing to pick me up. Don't forget those across the street, down the street. Amen. Every one of us has got a mission from the Lord. Amen. Everybody that's born again, you've got a commitment of reconciliation. Amen. What an honor. Let's turn to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15. I feel like this is where the Lord have us to be. Luke chapter number 15. Let's stand this morning, if you would. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
God birthed that into my heart.
That's
amen.
Right.
Just like the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
And although the flesh gets weary, my spirit never gets weary being in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm glad to be here and glad for this opportunity. Always good to be at Island Ford Baptist Church. And those of you of Island Ford Baptist Church, you hear me say that every time I come. And hope you don't get tired of hearing it, because I don't get tired of saying it.
Amen.
It's always good to be here. So I want to try to mind the Lord here and Luke chapter number 15 and try to help you out of the Word of God. Luke 15, verse number 1. The Bible said, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 of the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
Right.
I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance.
Yes.
Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I want to just preach out of this familiar place here in the Word of God and preach on a picture of salvation.
Amen.
A picture of salvation. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time you've allowed me to stand here. And God, as these men of God have said this morning, there's no ability, no power within me. And Father, in myself, I'm fearful and afraid of what would happen if I was on my own. And I pray, God, that you'd touch me this morning. I pray that you'd help your people. And I pray, God, that we've all come together with the same common desire to see sinners saved and to rejoice over that. And I pray that you'd touch me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated this morning. And I want to preach out of this text here this morning. I've been preaching actually out a lot of Sunday mornings out of one verse whenever this prodigal son, he finally came to himself and he cried out and said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And he said, I perish with hunger. And after that word hunger, you'll find there's an exclamation point there. And I've been preaching about the exclamation before salvation. And been preaching about that some, but as I've studied the whole text and look at what all's going on here, I find out there's a lot in this picture of salvation than just that. And I thought about, thank God this morning that I'm saved by the grace of God. And a lot of people try to stand up. My family sung that song last night. Whatever way you say it, however you describe it, I'm saved by the grace of God. And I believe we ought to do it in a biblical way. Amen. And the Bible describes in a lot of different ways about this salvation that you and I have. Amen. And but I thought about out of this text is these scribes and Pharisees, they don't like it that Jesus receiveth sinners. I want to testify this morning, I sure am glad that Christ receiveth sinners. Amen. I'm glad one day, by the grace of God, I'm going to sit down and eat with my Savior, aren't you? It doesn't matter what a Pharisee or a scoffer or mocker has to say about it. Amen. One day, because he was willing to come by my way at 3 o'clock in the morning, sit on that bicycle and take time to receive me unto himself and save me by the grace of God. Have you ever failed in words and thank God salvation brings joy unspeakable and full of glory? That means we can never speak enough about the joy that salvation brings into our heart. And by the way, if you don't have joy in the house of God and you don't have joy in the people of God, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not saying all the time it's just great and dandy, but I'm telling you, deep inside of my heart, ever since that night I got born again, there's been a joy to be around God's people. There's been a joy to be around the things of God. Hey, there's been a joy in private, thank God. Just that joy, that peace that passeth all understanding this morning. And so it's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. But I find in Luke chapter number 15, there's some things to describe, some things. The first thing I'll say about that, maybe some explanations about salvation, or an explanation about what God has saved us from. And so you'll find here the Bible tells us, it describes the sinner. It describes the sinner as being lost, but now he's found. Being dead, but now he's alive. Amen. And thank God there was a time when God showed me I was lost. And I'm glad to thank God the preacher told me that God wanted to find me. I understand, Brother Brunson, that by man's natural state, he doesn't seek after God. But I believe when the good shepherd comes seeking, you'll start seeking him. You'll start seeking that Lord that Isaiah said, seek the Lord while he may be found. You know what I believe he can be found? When he's seeking, when he's sweeping, and when he's shining. Amen. He can be found then. And thank God for that night. I didn't understand what was going on, but I knew something out of the ordinary. I knew something from another world was dealing with my heart, and I still can't describe it fully. Amen. But I sure am glad this morning that I can't explain it other than to say I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Hey, life entered into me that night that had never been there before. This Bible said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'm glad, thank God, for the life that moved in. And Paul said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I was like that sheep out there going astray. I was like that wayward sheep. I was lost in sin. I was wayward. Isaiah 53:6 said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone out of his own way. But thank God the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hey, thank God this morning the good shepherd came, and thank God he sought me, and he came to this earth, and he bought me by his grace. I believe we've gotten over that in this day. We've gotten over our salvation, it seems like. I hope we ain't gone so far that we've forgotten that we was purged from our old sin. God didn't have to come by your way. God could have left you in your blood. God could have left you polluted and sent you to hell and been justified in it. But he came by in my wayward state, thank God. And he had the good shepherd called with his voice of grace and mercy. Hey, thank God for that day. Amen. I was a sheep. I was wayward. I was wandering out further and further in sin. I was like that lost piece of silver. I was worthless. Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible has to say about a sinner. I mean, we're trying to dress sinners up and make everybody feel all right, but a sinner's not going to realize what the great grace of God is and the gospel of the grace of God is till they realize how sorry and low down and wicked and rotten we were in the sight of Almighty God. And He is willing to buy us off the auction block, thank God. Hey, we wasn't nothing to be desired. We wasn't anything good, but thank God, in our wayward state, in our worthless state, the Good Shepherd came. Amen. We was lost, but now we're found. We was dead, but now we're alive. You go out and tell the world that. Some say, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to witness. You just take the word of God and say, listen, can I not tell you about the time I was lost and now I'm found? I'll tell you about the time I was dead and now I'm alive. You'll spark some curiosity in their minds and they'll ask you about the hope that is inside of you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I was like this lost son. Wasting and wanting and lost in my sin. But thank God this morning, there's some explanations I believe you'll find here in this text of what the condition that you and I were saved from. Amen. John 5:24 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. I mean, sinners that are living it up in sin, sinners that are saying, I love this life, and the Bible said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There's nothing in the whole world that any sinner could gain or you and I could have ever gained to gain us salvation. Thank God we are spiritually bankrupt, but the riches from heaven, the exceeding riches of His grace was placed in your bank account whatever time you got born again. I'm glad, missionaries, you can go tell them about a God who's not bankrupt, a God who's not dead. He's a God that can save. He's a God that can hear. And the Good Shepherd is still seeking to save that which was lost. Amen. I can't explain it this morning, but I'm having a good time trying. Amen. Hey, the explanation of salvation, of where a sinner was at, he is lost, but now he's found. He was dead, but now he's alive. This sheep and this silver and these, I believe both sons were lost. Amen. I mean, one was lost in a field of wickedness, and one was lost possibly in a field of wheat, but one of them, both of them was lost, and it sure looks like one of them got born again, and one of them still lost in religion on the way to hell. There's probably somebody like that here this morning. You've been in religion a long time, but Christ doesn't dwell inside of you. You're dead inside. Amen. Amen. I find not only the explanation of salvation here in this text about these sinners that were dead and now alive, lost and found, but I find an estimation about our salvation. Amen. He said that those publicans and scribes, is it publicans, Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. You know what they're saying in their self-righteousness? They're saying, hey, I'm not a sinner. And what they're saying, I mean, listen, Jesus gives them an example here that he's willing to save. His estimation of salvation this morning is one. Missionaries, I know, thank God, as the preacher said, you ought to dream and you ought to dream big. But listen, it might not ought to be to start out with multitudes getting saved, but let God direct you to one sinner. Listen, and I'm not talking about this screen door evangelism. I believe, thank God, for the net. And America was founded off on outdoor meetings and preaching to multitudes and casting the gospel net and sinners hearing the foolishness of preaching and being saved by the grace of God. But I'm telling you, God can take a message from one man with a multitude of sinners and deal with one heart. I wasn't the only person in the house of God when I heard the gospel. I was the only one out there at 3 o'clock in the morning. There wasn't some so-called high-powered soul winner that's going to mark his name off out there with me. Hey, dear friend, there's a Holy Ghost taking the gospel from the man of God. I'd heard from 8 years old out of 13 years old and convicted my dying soul. I'm glad, thank God, that God was willing in his estimate of salvation to save this one sinner. Boy, we're into numbers nowadays, aren't we? I believe we ought to try to reach everybody we can. We ought to strive. But I'm telling you, God will slow down. God came by, Brother Rutledge, for one sinner like you. God came by. I'm hoping he's coming by this morning. And there's one sinner that needs to be born again by the grace of God. Amen. I'm in your mission board and maybe your church and your college won't like it if you just put one got saved in a year. When you get on the field, if you're praying and you're preaching and you're seeking after sinners and God saves one sinner, rejoice with heaven about it. Hey, there's rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth. You know why we're not getting the multitudes anymore in the Baptist church? We stop rejoicing over one. Well, we just had one saved during the meeting. You know how much that cost? It cost all his blood. Isn't that right? Amen. Hey, do you remember when you was that one? Oh, if that didn't flood your mind as soon as I said that, there's probably something wrong. If a preacher can stand up and talk about that time you was at one and there ain't something come to your mind some place, sometime, I dare say you may not have it. I'll never forget when he came by. I'm glad he's still passing by. And thank God this morning his riches hadn't run out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, he is interested in that one sheep. He is interested in that one piece of silver. Hey, listen, I'm told that one piece of silver was possibly on a 10-piece jewel set of a woman. I'm glad she didn't say, well, I got 9 more. She said, I'm going to find that one. I'm glad when I called out on God that night, he didn't say, well, I've got enough saved. I got enough to bring by. I got born again that night. He is willing to come by for one 13-year-old boy and save him from his sins. Amen. It's that one piece of... He said that heaven rejoices over one sinner. We've lost our joy because I don't think we realize the sinner we was and the sinner we are. Amen. The explanation about salvation here in this text, the estimation about this, about the escalation of salvation. Now, as far as I know, Brother Sutton, Brother Bryant, the oldest men here, isn't that all that takes place in heaven is joy and rejoicing? And as far as I understand, I mean, not a serious question, but it says there's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. I believe it picks up another notch when sinners get born again, don't you? Hey, one sinner, it picks up It didn't say the angels rejoice. It didn't say they don't. But it didn't say the angels rejoice. But the Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. I think about the presence of the angels this morning, and there's the Father sitting on His throne. Hey, over one sinner, if you'd been that only sinner, the Father would have rejoiced, and there'd been joy in heaven over that one sinner. He said, I sent my Son down there, and He purchased them with His own blood. Hey, there's the Son sitting on the throne with His Father, and thank God He bought us with His own blood and purchased us with His own blood. You reckon He'd rejoice about that? He'd rejoice over more than your sports, over more than your phone, over more than your television shows. He'd rejoice about it. I'm just as guilty as you this morning. We don't rejoice over sinners getting saved, and maybe that's why we're not seeing it. Amen. Missionaries, if you're going to get somebody to rejoice over you, you'll be badly mistaken in this day. Amen. I don't know where I'm at right now, but I'm enjoying it. Escalation, you reckon the saints of God rejoice? You reckon the saints of God rejoice? I mean, some of these men of God that have gone on and have preached, and not just men of God, but grandmothers and fathers and that have taught their children about the Word of God and about salvation. And maybe it's after they died and they got a word some way, somehow, that a sinner repented. By the way, that's an explanation about salvation. I didn't get to repentance. Amen. Thank God. So I find here in Luke chapter number 15, the explanation of salvation, the estimation of salvation, and the escalation of salvation here in this text. But I find here in this one verse that I've already mentioned, the exclamation before salvation. Amen. Look at that. It says here in verse number 17, when He came to Himself, preacher, our job is by the power of the Holy Ghost to bring sinners to themselves. That ain't going on much. Amen. You approach a sinner first with love, he'll say, what's not to love? I love me. Amen. You live in a day in the perilous times where men are lovers of their own selves. And the only way they're going to get born again, find that there's a God that's angry at the wicked every day, a God that hates sin and a prideful look and arrogance. That's the God of the Bible. Amen. He said there, verse 17, when He came to Himself, you remember when you got there? I can't go any further. When He came to Himself, He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Exclamation point. Thank God He got up in repentance and went down there. And He didn't get saved until that exclamation came in His heart and His life. You know what His exclamation was all about? It was over His sin. Thank God for a home that taught Him about sin. Thank God He had a home that taught Him about what heaven thought about sin. And because of what heaven thought about sin, that's what the home thought about sin.
Right. Right. That's good, preacher. Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank God for a place like that.
Amen.
I tell you, parents, best thing to do with your children to say, I hope they never go astray. Make it a place worth coming back to. Amen. I mean, there is a place worth coming back to. It's a place where he knew about how sin was viewed. But thank God it was a place where he knew how sin could be forgiven by the grace of God. Hey, this evening, whatever time it is, amen, the exclamation that comes before salvation, God has to work that in a sinner's heart.
Amen.
Oh, I've seen these evangelists. And they'll send out their, and I don't have it, but send out their little tweets. I thought birds were a picture of the devil in the Bible. I don't know.
Amen.
Bunch of tweet twits. On his down there, and he had to let everybody know when he got to the church that night. And he had him a tweet. And so bowed their head. I gotta make it sound real good. Bowed their head. And graciously got born in the family of God. I noticed the two people wasn't with him at church that night. Y'all getting quiet, you still with me? I'm not trying to put a level on conviction, whether tears come out of the eyes, they run, scream, and holler. It's not the position of their body. It's the condition of their heart. But I'm telling you, this crowd just walks up, gives a set of facts, and there's never any time for exclamation about their sins in their heart. And listen, only one got in glory out there is Mr. Preacher out in Tweet World. Amen. Amen. So I don't like that. You try to promote your college.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, all right then. Amen. That exclamation of salvation about his sin. Amen. I'll get the nervous out and quit saying amen in a minute, all right? He left out of there saying, give me what's rightfully mine. He left out of there in his self-righteousness. That self-righteousness, it led to his self-riotousness. That's where he's at. Y'all hang with me a few more minutes. Amen. His self-righteousness led him to self-riotousness. I'm glad, thank God, it's not by my righteousness, but it's by the righteousness of Almighty God. We get to that elder son. He's trying to say how righteous he was. It wasn't because you and I was righteous. We became sinners. We got a self-righteous generation living riotously and saying they're okay with God. Paul said in Romans 3 verse number 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said, being justified freely through the redemption, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that God has taken to declare his righteousness, Jesus Christ, to declare his righteousness for the remission of the sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And Paul said to declare now, and I say to declare now his righteousness, that God might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Hey, I realized I was an unbeliever that night. I realized I was unholy, and I came to the one the preacher told me about would save me by his grace. That word exclamation means a cry of passion. Hey, wasn't nobody out there that night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was out there because I knew I'd wake up in hell if I went to sleep. That preacher just quoted, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It works, thank God.
Amen.
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 Whew. He had exclamation about his self. It became a self-realization. Self-repentance. God worked it. Amen. Self-sin. Let me try to get done here. He is down there. And he said, I perish with hunger. Amen. Rescue the perishing. That's the only time you're going to be able to, or God's going to rescue them. Your job down there in Peru is to let sinners know they're perishing. To do it in love and do it with compassion. Let them know just like Jesus, you receive them. But thank God you'll let them know before God receives them, they're going to have to come in repentance and faith and be born again by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. I was afraid I was going to perish. If I, before I woke up in the morning, Brother Joel.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
He said, I perish with hunger. When I'm hungry, I know it. That's probably the most driving things in a person. And when they're hungry, you are hungry. I can see that. Shut up, preacher. I'm hungry. I had to bring it up, didn't I? Crazy preacher. Bring up time and hunger. When'd you get there? But I like what he said. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? God works exclamation in his heart over himself and his unrighteousness, over his sin. He, you know what he didn't say? He didn't come back to the father and say, hey, Dad, I just come back to tell you, if you think I'm bad, you should have seen that crowd I was running with down there in the far country. I didn't drink as much liquor as they did. I didn't run around as many women as they did. God, I just want to come back and tell you how good a son you had. He didn't say, I brought one down from the far country. I want you to see him to see how good I am. He said, I have sinned. I have sinned against heaven. He said, in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. We still ain't worthy this morning. But thank God through the blood, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thank God to receive praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I like what he said, Brother Shepherd. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare?
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know how to work in Panama. You know how to work in Peru. You know how to work in America. There's bread enough and to spare.
Yeah. Amen.
That crowd come over there in John 6 and they said, how can we do the works of God? Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. They said, well, show us. Moses showed us. Moses gave us bread from heaven. What work do you show us? He said, Moses gave him off that bread which cometh from heaven. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I'm the bread of life. He says, I'm the bread that cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. That prodigal son was at the point of death and hunger, but thank God he knew about a father. He, in exclamation, he cried out to the Savior. I'm glad it's not like the Catholics say this morning that you've got to take some wafer and say that's literally the body of Jesus and that's literally the blood of Jesus. But Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. This is what's important. In you. Life in you. That was the main purpose he was saying that for. You had that bread. If you had that bread, you can wait on the meal. Amen. I'm trying to quit, y'all. Over there in John 4. They say, we ain't going through Samaria. You're going down there. He said on that well, thank God, he must needs go through Samaria for... Amen. Where was I at? But they'd gone away to buy bread and they came back.
Yeah.
And it looked like they'd already started digging in. Yeah. I said, Lord, eat something. Slobs. That's why we don't win souls. We're slobs. Your flesh don't like it, and mine don't either. Yeah. Say amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Looked like they said, eat. He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. He said, lift up your eyes. Quit looking at your plate. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields. I understand they couldn't see what was coming from town, but if they'd listen to the voice of God, you missionaries can't see what's on down the road, but just follow God. Let God show you where the sinners are at and let them come to you. Go to them. Amen. Thank God. Jesus said, look on the fields. They're white, all ready to harvest.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I see here that exclamation about salvation. I want to say again, there's bread enough. And despair. There's bread enough and despair. Let me say this, this expectation of salvation. That elder son, this just stood out to me the other day, Brother Shipper, that elder son. First he was out there and he didn't understand what the rejoicing was about. If he'd been around the Father enough, he'd known it was the Father's desire to see the Son come back. It should have just lit his ears up. My brother must be back. Probably wasn't his brother. In fact, he said, this thy son. But the father went out there and he said, son, all have yours. You know what he said to him. But that poor, pitiful son, Brother Rutledge, he said, as soon as this thy son came, you killed a fatted calf. He said, well, why didn't you lay some stripes on his back for a little while? Why didn't you make him serve a little while? Why didn't you make him cry and whine and beg? And God may make a sinner go through a lot, but I'm telling you, it's not by works of righteousness. It's not by cleaning up. Thank God, he'll give you the robe. He'll give you the ring. Thank God this evening. It's not about that. It wasn't about his words, his works, or his worth. It's about the compassion and love of the good shepherd. You know what I believe? I believe there was an expiration. This story ends with the father trying to get him to repent. As far as me and you know, the last thing he said to him, this my son was lost, but now he's found. Parable ends. I don't know, but I'm telling you this. Some people say this, and I understand when they say you're never too far gone for God. Is that right? Now, I understand God can say to the uttermost, God can save people you and me wouldn't even go to.
That's right.
God can save the most wicked sinner, but I'm telling you, there can be an expiration of the salvation.
Yes, sir.
Amen, Bible?
Amen.
Don't let it expire this morning, sinner.
Amen.
Let's stand, every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's all right, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Piano player, come. I tell you, my heart's desire this morning wasn't to impress the crowd. I'm hoping there's one lost sheep. I'm hoping there's one lost piece of worthless silver.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm praying the shepherds going through the aisles out in the wilderness.
Yes.
If God's worked that exclamation in your heart, would you come? I tell you this, after I got saved, sometime later I said, God, let me see sinners perishing like I was. Let me see sinners, give me such a desire to see them saved just like I had the need of being saved. Anybody need to come to this altar? Missionaries, if you don't go with a call and a burden, as you play softly here in just a minute, what has God said to you? What has God said to you? When's the last time you thanked Him for coming by your way? We're all black sheep. I've got family members that are on so many drugs, had so many marriages, but you know what? I was as wicked as them outside of the grace of God. Who'll come?